106.7 Kennet Radio.
We're going to talk now about mental health, and I'm joined by Angela Ryan, who is the founder and lead trainer of Newbury-based Recovery in Mind. Good afternoon, Angela.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Could you share a little of your personal story which led to you setting up Recovery in Mind?
In 2013, and again in 2014, I experienced something called psychotic depression, which is where I was so low and depressed that it actually kind of comes on also with something called psychosis, where you experience hallucinations. And the kind of hallucination I had was something that I heard that was a voice in my head that was a male. And it was very difficult to live with. It was very challenging. I couldn't go out. I lost my license. I was unable to work. I also had hallucinations of things that I saw. So I kind of road signs popping out at me if I was in the car. And then if I was listening to the radio, I thought the messages were particularly for me. They were broadcast for me and a message being sent for me. So I was kind of living in a bit of a parallel universe for a while. And in the end, to cut a long story short, I was hospitalized. In 2014, I had a second baby. And later on that year, I experienced another bout of psychosis, and I was very, very poorly. I was actually followed a traumatic death of a family member, and I also had PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. So I just became unable to cope with life and the world, and I was then hospitalised for my own health and safety. Nobody else's, just my own. I ended up in a specialist psychiatric unit for mothers with babies under one, and that was down in Winchester. It's called a mother and baby unit, and I had a lot of excellent treatment down there, and I was really fortunate to be in the right place. And it was one of those occasions where the NHS provided the very best of what I needed. And as part of my recovery there, they introduced me to something called a recovery college. So after leaving the mother and baby unit, I also had a little relapse, and I was in Prospect Park Hospital in Tilehurst for a while. So I had been very unwell. And I decided in 2015 that, come on, I've got to try some of these things. You know, I've had all the very best treatment and support, but I'm still struggling. And so I was attended a recovery college, of which now there are about 90 across the UK. And recovery college is a place to go for you to learn how to self-manage your own mental health and well-being. So it isn't treatment, it isn't therapy, they're not therapists. It's like you saying to me, Paul, oh, actually, you know, I want to get my French O level. So I'm going to go and do the courses, but in between, I'm going to do lots of practice. I'm going to immerse myself in this, and I'm going to work out how to speak French well enough to go on holiday. And that's what I needed. I needed to learn how to look after my own mental health and get my own O level in it, if you like, rather than relying on other people, which I had easily become. So I attended the courses, and it was a moment of realizing that my recovery was going to be a journey, and perhaps it was going to take longer than I'd expected. And it was something that I could create my own story, and I could create my own ending, and really work to understand how to improve my own mental health and well-being. And that's what I did. So I attended about 6 or 8 courses. I wasn't driving at the time, so I had lots of lovely friends who took me down to the courses, some were in Southampton, maybe in Winchester, places like that. And because I'd been a patient of the Southern Healthcare NHS Trust, I was able to access them. But as things sort of, I started improving, and I really felt a difference. I felt a real sense of I was back in control. I was back in the driving seat of my life. I was no longer the passenger in the back to whom I was being taken on this journey where other people wanted to go. I was back in the driving seat, and I found it really empowering. And one of the things that surprised me about the course is that the trainers weren't just people who were professionals. They were also people like me who'd had the same or similar lived experience. And I looked at them and I thought, gosh, you know, you've got your life back on track. If you can do it, maybe I can do it. And in fact, I know I can do it. So it really empowered and inspired me to meet these other people who've been on a similar journey. So at the end of 2015, I started coming to meetings back in West Berkshire and NHS meetings, anything that I could get or attend that had mental health slapped across it that the public could go to, I went. And that's when I started asking the question. I said, well, you know, there's a recovery college in Oxford and one in Reading and one in Hampshire. Why don't we have one in West Berkshire? And in the end, to cut a very long story short, Paul, I decided that I had to start this recovery college. I thought I'd been made redundant from another organisation I was working for. I didn't have a job. I suddenly had the personal experience. I'd worked for a charity in Newbury that I'd set up. So I kind of had knew the lay of the land about working in the community and voluntary organisations. So I jumped in with both feet forward, and straight away I was very lucky that a woman called Alex, who had been involved in mental health locally at the NHS, saw the potential and said, well, I tell you what, I'll second you to occupational therapists, because I needed some mental health professionals. And then I knew that I could find the people. So we started the courses in 2016 and we've been going ever since.
Before we just talk a little bit more about Recovery in Mind, first of all, thank you very much for sharing those details, those personal details. How are you now?
I'm well. I would say 95% of the time I'm really well. And then 5 to 10% of the time, I do still struggle. But I think of that as the same as if I'd had a severely broken leg, like, you know, seriously mangled in an accident. Would I say to myself, Angela, you've got to not only you used to walk before, but now you've got to run a marathon? I wouldn't. I'd probably go with the, well, actually, I can walk daily and that's good enough. So I accept. So I'm a lot kinder to myself. I don't expect 100% myself out of myself all the time. And I have to live alongside some of the sort of residue of the illness that I experienced.
What is Recovery in Mind?
So as I said for my own story, Paul, Recovery in Mind, I took the same principles of a recovery college, and they are where people are students, not patients or service users. People self-refer to courses, and their courses, not therapy or treatment. So this isn't a chance to really maybe work out what's gone wrong in the past. This is, we're very much saying, we are here now. You've chosen to come. You're with these other people who've had other experiences. And some people, you know, they're not all like me who've had severe mental illness. They're people who struggle daily with, you know, mild to moderate depression. They may feel that they're not getting the most out of life. They might be struggling and enjoying family life or just the things that are day to day that make us who we are. And the joy of it is, Paul, people can self-refer and there is no waiting list. So unlike the NHS that you say, oh, gosh, you know, at the moment, I need some therapy or treatment. Unfortunately, you've got to be so severely unwell to get any help. Mental health services are stretched like never before, as everybody's probably has some sort of experience or knowledge of. So people with us say, right, I'm going to take control of my life and I'm going to choose to attend these courses and I'm going to commit to them. And it's just like the French O-level. You know, you start with us on stage one. You start off with, is Recovery in Mind right for us, for me? And then you come to attend a 6-week course, which at the moment we're doing online because that seems to really suit people. And over those 6 weeks, we call it our foundation to welcome to recovery, a foundation in your mental health. So you might think about things like hope. Have you thought about what hope is? Where do you gain hope from? What is hope? Why do I need hope? Oh, you need hope because when you feel hopeless, I feel hopeless. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, if you're hopeless, you need to fill your pockets with hope. And then you might think to yourself, right, okay, the course also is going to think, I'm going to think about support and supporters. Who supports me? Where am I getting my support from? What do I need? What am I missing? And actually, what do I give to others? You know, support is full of reciprocity, isn't it? It's about two people working together. Support is mutual. So what support have I got in my life? We also think about personal responsibility. Am I taking the most personal responsibility I can for my own mental health? So that means, am I eating well? Am I sleeping well? Am I filling my days with things useful? If I'm sitting watching telly all day, having a can of lager for lunch, I'm not making judgments. When we feel this awful, these are the things sometimes we turn to. We feel hopeless. It's not an easy place to be, but there is a way of moving forward. There is a way of saying to myself, oh, okay, I need to do something about that. So next week I'm going to think about, actually, I'm going to go for a walk every morning. I'm not going to stay in bed till 11 and have a, and lie around all day. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do something for myself. And we talk about making small steps in your recovery, because this is exactly what we're saying, is come on a journey with us. And so once you've attended this foundation course, then we have about 20 or 30 other courses that we roll out over the year. I mean, COVID's hit us in many ways, but essentially, so you might find out and think, you know what, I really could do with being as more assertive. I'm finding that at work, I'm a little bit pushed around. I'm not quite who I ought to be. So actually, if I was a bit more assertive, that would help me. And that's not being aggressive. That's being assertive and maybe practicing learning to say no, or learning something called self-compassion. Because often, Paul, we are our own worst enemies. The people, if we don't treat ourselves like we would a best friend, quite the opposite. We're quite unpleasant the way that we speak to ourselves and treat ourselves. So you might need to put some of that in your life. And we have all these different courses, and we have creativity, and we have reading courses. So you learn to, we've got a bit of a saying at Recovery Mind about, well, what's in your shed? And the what's in your shed bit, Paul, came from when I was really unwell. I looked out my kitchen window and I thought, oh, do you know what? If I had a shed at the bottom of the garden with my wonderful GP in and my mental health nurse who looks after me and the psychiatrist, every time something went wrong, I could just open the window and one of them would run up and see to me. But the reality is I saw the nurse every week. I'd see my GP was great. He'd see me every couple of weeks for 10, 15 minutes. I'd see the psychiatrist once a month. And I worked out that actually at the moment, if I see them 1 hour, 15 minutes a week, and I'm expecting them to be everything to me. So I don't think a shed with all of them is going to be the answer, because A, I know it's not just possible. It's not humanly possible. And all that would have happened is I would have relied more and more upon their support and help and less independent. So I start to think, well, what is it about these people? Though they give me confidence in myself. They give me the ability to look forward. They hold me when I'm really struggling and things. So how can I, they don't hold me physically, but hold me mentally and hold my difficulties with me. So maybe I can do that by myself. And that's part of the Recovery College ethos is, you know, doing the best I can to support myself. And that doesn't mean that we're not an island. We all need other people to support and help us. But the reality is, you know, when things are difficult at 2 o'clock in the morning or on a Sunday afternoon when I'm lonely, then those are the times I need the tools, the skills, the strategies, the mindsets, the activities. Oh, do you know what? I really enjoy painting with Recovery Mind. I'm no artist, but I tell you what, I've got a Sunday afternoon. My mood's really low. I'm going to get those paints out. I'm going to just flick-flack around and do something to make myself take the time pass, make me feel more positive about myself, create something for myself and maybe get myself into a slightly different frame of mind. So that's what Recovery in Mind is.
On Kenny Radio Saturday Chatterday, it's Paul here talking with Angela Ryan from Newbury-based Recovery in Mind, and we'll hear a little more from Angela after we've heard her choice of song, which she dedicates to the team and all the students at Recovery in Mind.
I look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know. They're part of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. And you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done? so many answers, I don't know.
Small. My conversation this afternoon is with Angela Ryan of Recovery in Mind, who talked with me about the organisation's track record.
Since we've been going here in Broadway House, we've worked with over 350 adults. Everybody who we help has to be based in West Berkshire. They may live over the border. I know some people do locally. They might have a GP in Wootton Hill, but live just inside Hampshire. That's fine. If you've got a GP in West Berkshire, then we'd love to accommodate you. And the reason that we don't say come if you're in Reading or Oxford or Swindon or whatever is that the recovery college is there for those people. And what's really important, Paul, is through the courses, we get people physically together when we can. And then we get to know each other. And of course, we realise that we're similar. We have similar struggles in life. And actually, we don't live very far from each other. And maybe we both have a dog. So, hey, let's meet up and go for a dog walk up at Snellsmore. That would be a nice thing. So we have this community. You don't just build these organisations. What a good organisation does is look towards building a community of people that not only get support, but can support one another through this thing called peer support that we have. So we encourage people to make friendships and develop bonds. And that's a really important thing. Connection is what we've lost a lot of the time over the last 20 or 30 years. Our houses have got bigger and our friendship groups have got smaller. And actually what we need to do is be connected to one another. And that's something we do at Recovery Mind. And we say to people, well, this is your tribe. These are the people who get you and that are similar to you and are on the same journey as you. So if we're on the same journey, Paul, we're both going on a bus ride together. Oh, we're both going to Kintbury. Oh, and we're both going to what we get there. We're walking to, well, we could go together. What's not good about that?
How can people get in touch? They want to find out more about your courses or support you.
Well, we're on Facebook. I think that's easy and simple to find. We've also got a little Instagram page, but most importantly, we've got a website with our courses on. You can have a look, and all the courses are free. That is absolutely important, and it's open to anyone. There is no self-referral, so there's no, oh, I haven't got this, but I can come, or I'm too bad. Don't give up on yourself. Come and give it a try, you know? Invest in your own mental health and well-being because that's the best thing you can do. So our website is recoveryinmind.org. That's really simple. And any adults over 18 or over are welcome to join us. Give it a go. That's what I say. And it might not be for you, but it surprisingly, we've had a lot of people who've tried lots of different things and Recovering Your Mind is for them. And people can attend courses weekly. They can come every few months. Sometimes we don't see people for 2 years because they're doing well, but they can pop back. And that's what we're offering.
Angela, thank you so much. You've explained it really well, and what a fantastic service it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
That was Angela Ryan, who is founder and lead trainer of Newbury-based Recovery in Mind, about which there are full details in the link on our website, kennetradio.com.
Kennet Radio.
Your station, Kennet Radio.